Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We're back.
We're back.
Oh.
It's season two of Football Lines.
There's Anthony. Say yeah. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Ryan, and I'm back. We're without Mark today.
Mark is not here.
He's not here
sadly,
today.
Sadly, not with us.
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
He's still with us, but not currently with us.
And he's not with us in spirit, because I think that's still being dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just on holiday.
Yeah.
And that's not a euphemism again, like a Catholic thing. No, he's alive.
He's
touch
alive.
Touch wood.
Although we don't know because
you know
we've not checked off.
Yeah,
our phones.
I haven't just got a photo of him with today's newspaper on my WhatsApp.
True.
But I have it on good authority that he's just on holiday.
Yeah,
and like he sent at Butlins, I think.
Yeah, yeah, and he sent us a question, hasn't he?
Yeah,
it's a really difficult question. Yeah. It says, "How do you make football themed theme park rides for a football themed theme park?"
Glad you asked it, Mark. What a great intro
that
to
is
this
a good
podcast
question,
because this is how we answer it, by designing football themed theme park rides for a football themed theme park.
That's what we do here.
That's what we
football
do.
Land.
That's what we do.
And
it's called Football Land.
Yeah, and it's a football themed theme park. Yeah, that's it, isn't
it? That's
it. We put football themed theme park rides in the football themed theme park.
Exactly. And guess what?
What?
Here's a generic jingle.
Yeah.
Introducing it a bit more.
Jingle intro.
We've got restaurants, bars and dodgem cars. If you're not far from Doha, come and say aloha. Ride and slide and so much more. You can even bang your sister-in-law. Performance enhancers, topless dancers, outrageous diving, drunk driving, stay up all night, have a food fight.
You can swing on Stiefel's pole, get shot out of Wagner's or Donald's or Joachim's love hole.
Got an idea for a sideshow. It's called Bend It Like Beckham.
Nice.
Very simple.
And when you say sideshow, just
a sideshow, imagine like it's like a strongman exhibit,
right?
In a carnival.
Okay. When something in a tent.
Yeah, like when you know when there's a big bell and a thing you hit with a hammer.
Yes.
Or one of those big punch bags things at the top, and you have to hit it, and then it tells you how hard you've hit it.
Yes.
Basically, both of those things you'd never do because there's always a group of people around them sort of impressing each other, and they look way bigger and more muscly than you. Why would you embarrass yourself doing that?
Yeah. This is about time to tell you I once did a punchy game.
Yeah.
I beat a bouncer.
No.
Yeah. The greatest day of my life.
Was it a Wetherspoons bouncer? Because they always look a little bit budget. Like, I could beat that guy.
It was a bouncer. He was off duty. He still had that thing.
Yeah,
the luminous.
The only people that have those are bouncers and runners.
Yes.
Runners have them to put their phones in.
He could have been a runner pretending to be a bouncer, and that might explain why all 5'7" of me beat him. But it was very embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
It's that, so it's sort of the reverse scenario.
Scenario. Yeah, well, this sideshow is very much for those people.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to do that in front of anyone.
Yes.
So this is a quiet, small booth. Where no one can see you.
Yes.
Like, I don't... Do you know what? I've never been to a peep show. But I imagine they are little curtainy sort of photo booths. And then through the slit, you see a lady. Right?
So you see... So imagine a hold on one second. So you think of, like, you think that the lady...
Is in the middle, and then there's booths around the circle?
Right.
Is that what it's like? Like a bird hide?
I'm assuming so. But I thought you'd thought that a peep show was the size of a photo booth.
No.
And that the lady was just in that little bit above where the photos come out.
I'm imagining... Again, I've never been. I'm imagining that it's like... a circle of photo booths.
Yes.
Where you individually go in.
I think it is.
And you look through a little slit, like it is like a bird hide.
Yeah.
And there's like a little poster on the wall of all the different types of ladies you could see. They're feeding. And you've got some binoculars.
Oh.
And then you kind of look out for any ladies that are in their natural habitat.
Oh,
that's a peep show.
No.
But this is different because this is Bend It Like Beckham. So Bend It Like Beckham.
Right.
You go in to a little David Beckham hide.
Yeah.
Where it's just you on your own.
Yeah.
And it's the size of a garden shed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 6x4?
A bit bigger.
5x7.
Yeah, it's got to...
8x6.
About 8x6. And there's a small slit in the front so you can see.
Yeah.
And in the middle is David Beckham in the circle. So there's lots of bird hides around him.
Yeah.
And he's in his natural habitat.
Quite cheap so far. I'm quite excited.
And he says to the assembled group, can you bend it like Beckham? And he has a table.
Sorry, when you said David Beckham's in his natural habitat.
Yeah.
What is that habitat?
Kind of, I'm imagining like it's the interior of like a mock Tudor mansion.
Yeah.
He's like a few sarongs pinned up around the walls.
Yeah.
A few Tottenham like posters.
Oh. Because
is he a Tottenham fan?
Well, I think he is.
And a tattooist on hand whenever he needs
crucial.
Him. Yeah. And he's just, that's his natural habitat.
Okay.
And he's got a table.
Oh.
A workbench. And he's got many different items on that workbench.
Yes.
And he says to everyone through a megaphone,
oh.
All right, lads.
It's a bit more.
Can you bend it like Beckham? And he takes an object off the table.
Mm.
Be it, it starts off easy. Cardboard.
Yeah.
Cardboard.
Oh, yeah.
Cardboard. And he bends it. So in your bird hide, your Beckham hide, you've got matching cardboard. You bend it.
Yeah.
There is a sensor in the cardboard. In each object, if you can't bend it, game over, okay? You're out.
Yeah, I think that's crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just like you're just sat in a bird hide trying to bend stuff. It gets harder and harder.
Yeah.
Next up, rubber. Let's say rubber next.
Rubber, yeah.
Rubber's quite bendy. Easy.
If anything, rubber's already in a bent. A bent form.
Yeah.
Can you unbend it like that?
Yeah,
maybe
no,
you're correcting the...
No, you can correct the bend. But it's just, it's mostly bending things.
Yes.
Until you get up to corrugated plastic, corrugated iron.
I had a friend that liked to test whether a trainer was good enough. And I'd
By
not
bending
sure for
the
what.
Sole.
He liked bending it in half.
Yeah, bending the sole.
But most trainers didn't bend that well.
Yeah.
And so he would just, you'd know where Chris had been because you'd go up and the shoe display in, you know, JD Sports was absolutely, they're all in V shapes.
Yeah.
He destroyed, I'd say, 100 pairs of shoes in our teenage years.
Yeah, same with caps. If you bend a cap that's from a market, it just turns into a V shape.
Yeah.
Until you get to the hardest substance known to man, diamond. Can you bend diamond?
Can you bend?
And David Beckham can. he can bend diamond, yeah.
How? Is it one diamond? Like a large diamond?
It's a diamond bar.
Or diamond bar, like when you get sort of diamond-tipped drill bits.
Yeah. Diamond-tipped bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can bend that. Gold, he can bend. That would be an interesting one to bend.
Gold's
quite soft. But many people are afraid of bending.
Mm.
Nemophobia is a fear of your knee bending backwards. That's a phobia people have, nemophobia.
Yeah.
So for them, blend it like Beckham.
Oh.
Where it's a smoothie stall.
Yeah.
And he gives a series of instructions of how to blend fruits and vegetables into a smoothie.
Yes.
And you just have to follow him and pay for your smoothie at the end.
Right.
So there's a shop attached to the corrugated iron peep show.
Yes. It should probably be so just to the side.
Yeah, just to the side.
So it's like bend it like Beckham and then just a little...
Blend it like Beckham.
Blend it like Beckham. Smaller appendage.
Yeah.
Selling smoothies.
And then there's Mend It Like Beckham, which is just a small workshop where you just have to mend different things.
Well, we are short of a post office.
Yeah.
So could we also have Send It Like Beckham?
Yeah, you could.
Because, you know, we probably do want to sell some postcards, send memorabilia back. And could we also have Fend It Like Beckham?
Yeah.
Where if you're being harassed by anybody, yeah. We've got lots of kind of various street sellers in football land. You know, you've got running commentary. You didn't really want that. Your mum's bought you that. She thought that'd be fun. But you want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know, you've got sort of John Motson following you around. You're just like, oh, get up. So you go to Fend It Like Beckham and he just fends John Motson off for the duration of your stay. It's worth the money.
And of course, let's not forget End It Like Beckham, which is like an animal euthanasia clinic.
Yes.
Where, you know, animals that are towards the end of their life, you know.
Well, we've got lots because they're, you
the
know,
cats,
we've got the
cats,
dog on a pitch.
Dog on the pitch. Lots of animals will be, you know, it'll be their time through illness or old age. They owners bring the animals to the paying public who then euthanize, put to sleep the animal after watching a small introductory video by David Beckham himself. He demonstrates.
Yeah, he does an impression of Alex Ferguson kicking a football boot into the neck of a dog. And that's how you euthanize the animals.
Yeah, you have to boot a dog in the head.
From I don't think
about
they're
really
in the
seven
head.
Or eight.
That's too much. I think boot a boot in the head. Mm. And if you don't have a boot to boot, then you could go to Lend It Like Beckham.
Yeah.
And
it's giving you.
Yeah.
So you go there if you want to end an animal's life.
Yeah.
Via in the End It Like Beckham.
Yeah.
But you don't have the boot to end it like Beckham, so you've got to go and lend it like Beckham.
And afterwards, if you're feeling really sad and you maybe have an epiphany because it's been such an emotional experience, you want to change your career, you could go to Tend It Like Beckham and learn how to make cocktails and run a bar and change your life entirely.
Yeah, that's right. So there's plenty there. And it's like a giant shopping mall full of different things that rhyme with end.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the shopping mall. It's got everything there that you need.
It does.
It's got a workshop. It's got a strongman booth. It's got a vet.
Yeah.
It's got
a post office.
It's
got a mixology school.
It's got a mixology school. It's got a lending library for boots. And it's got a smoothie store.
Crucially, because you need to keep up your... Yeah, that's energy.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, there we are. That's all in favour of the shopping mall of Bend It Like Beckham. Say aye.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Aye.
Football.
Land. I've got something to propose that is crucial.
Yeah.
I've been trying to sort of, I've looked at the gaps in football land and I'm trying to fill those gaps because we've gone big on rides, but actually some of the boring stuff, some of the necessary stuff that we as responsible business people, business runners should have. And this is simply, this is the Mark Pukach lost and found.
Right.
So it's not a toilet.
Not a toilet. It's somewhere that catches your feces.
No, it's not. And I know we got a bit toilety towards the end of season one.
Yeah.
This is not. So I've steered well away from that.
Speaking of season one and two and that, it's amazing that it's only taken us till start of season two to have a ride or anything named after Mark Pukach, the radio presenter / commentator.
Yeah. Mm. He really should have been in season one.
Yeah.
We sort of let ourselves down there. Basically, a Lost and Found is so essential to theme park.
Gosh,
because people are having so much fun to kind of keep an eye on their belongings or, you know, their children.
Mm.
You know, you're just having a whale of a time. So you know, what happens to all that stuff?
Yeah.
You know, that's where Mark Pugach comes in.
Yeah.
He's a very safe pair of hands.
He really is.
He really is. He spent the entire summer impressing me by kind of rescuing things, just as Gary Neville's about to kind of compare Gareth Southgate's, you know, team selection to, I don't know, Boris Johnson's selection of the cabinet.
Right.
Mark Pugach comes straight in and he rescues.
Yeah. Let's vanilla this up, he says, yes. Mark Pugach.
He is very, very safe.
Yeah.
And so what better man than to be in charge of Football Land's Lost and Found?
Mm.
Now, you're always having fun at Football Land. It's always very gamified. We try and make, you know, stuff as difficult for people as possible. You know, try and really introduce the kind of theme of football into everything in Football Land. But this, I'm thinking, you don't want to go to a Lost and Found when you're at Football Land. So I think Mark comes to you.
Right.
So I think Mark's got a little, like one of those little festival trolleys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's just sort of, you know, walking around, picking up stuff.
Yeah.
You know when you see like a glove on the floor?
Yeah.
There were some days you go out and you see multiple things, you know, a shoe. Oh.
Yeah.
You've finished with that shoe, have you?
Yeah.
You know, there's a shoe, there's a glove, there's a sock. Sometimes you see a bit of hair.
Yeah.
A wig.
Yeah. A wallet in a bin.
A wallet in a bin?
Yeah, with all the contents taken, but they've left the wallet and a photo of your loved one.
I think that's theft.
Yeah, no, that's more theft, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether Mark's got time to be covering everybody in Football Land to stop them from getting stuff stolen.
Yeah, it's not Minority Report.
It's not. It's just a man with a festival trolley picking up discarded goods.
Yeah.
But I think we should probably, to really use Mark's name to the full, because people are always losing their shit in Football Land.
They are.
He has to catch it before it hits the floor.
Wow.
With his festival trolley.
So hang on. How's he predicting who's going to lose their stuff and how is he getting there in time?
Well, I think it seems to be a natural skill.
Right.
With Mark.
Yeah.
He seems to sense stuff coming. So maybe it is a bit like Minority Report, but we don't know it. We don't know the mystery.
So he's got three naked triplets.
Possibly.
In a pond.
Yeah, maybe. In his house. Maybe he's got an indoor swimming pool.
Yeah.
Because he must have earned something over the years.
From ITV.
I think he's that contract alone probably would get him an indoor swimming pool.
Absolutely, yeah.
And absolutely.
And he's filled it with amniotic fluid.
Are there three footballers that we could use? What?
Lee Carsley, Thomas Gravesen, and John Joe Shelby.
They're all bald.
Yes.
I was more going for the triplet thing.
They could.
There was three, but the Hazards. There's three Hazards.
Yeah. We could shave them as long as they're shaved.
If we shaved the three Hazards.
But imagine Lee Carsley in a pool predicting people losing their wallets.
Yeah.
And every now and then when he, you know, because so Lee Carsley, Thomas Gravesen, and obviously John Joe in the pool of amniotic fluid and they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And like you can see their eyes twitching. Mm. And then suddenly one of them leaps out of the water and gasps. Mark Pugach runs in and he looks into their eyes.
Mm.
And then I think he hooks them up to a screen, a projector screen.
Yeah.
And then it just plays.
Yeah. It's Mrs. Carsley.
Yeah.
No, too close to her name. Oh, it's Mrs. Featherbottom. She's put her handbag down. And the kid's dropped an ice cream and she's got distracted.
But the first 3 or 4 minutes of the revelation is just it's just footage of them playing against Swansea. And like, you've just got to get past that. It's like, all right, stop remembering your assists against Swansea in 1998. And then you see, Mrs. Featherston, she's dropped. She's about.
Yeah.
To drop her handkerchief. Mark Pugach has to, he does all of that moving stuff around, futuristic computer.
Yeah,
he works out where it is going to be.
He's borrowed Andy Townsend's tactics truck from 1999 or whenever it was.
He's rejigged it. It's now, it runs on Mojave, the Mac operating system.
Yeah.
And he finds out where it is.
Yeah. It's in the CAF. It's in CAF, the CAF, the CAF de Plas.
Yeah.
CAF de Plas, I'm getting CAF de Plas. There it is. And he sees that that's where the he sees, oh yeah, it's by the Crash Bang Bang Benjamin Massing, and he's off.
Yeah, he's off. He's off. He's off. He's off.
He quickly grabs his festival trolley, and he almost uses it like a skateboard, like a micro scooter, sort of holding the hand on it and kind of propels it, and that's how he gets there.
Yeah, he races there as quickly as he possibly can,
as quickly as
they let him. And it gets a bit awkward because there's just now a middle-aged woman who's here at Football Land with her family.
Yeah.
And she's being followed very closely by Mark Pugach.
Yeah, she's not dropped it yet. Why is this man following me?
Why is this man following me?
With a festival trolley. Really closely.
Which, by the way, is going to be very difficult to catch anything in that, because if it's at a lower height than the trolley, he's going to have to upend it to try and get it underneath.
What about one of those sort of pump truck things that you get, like they're like a forklift, but for humans?
Yeah.
And it's just got... Or
the board trolleys B&Q slash Homebase, where you're like, what do you even put on one of them?
Yeah.
Like, why have they got so many trolleys in Homebase? Like, they've got 10 different types of trolleys.
They've got that one that sort of, you could only put glass on, but there's no glass for sale.
Like, so luxurious at that place. Yeah. No wonder the interior of these places is just so run down.
Mm.
It's because they've spent all of their budget every year on different types of trolleys.
Yeah, I think it is. There is a danger that he's got to be really quick because it's gravity, isn't it? Gravity is fast.
Mm.
And so he's getting so close to Mrs. Featherbottom that he keeps hitting her ankles.
Yeah, yeah.
And as a result, I think that's how she drops the handkerchief. And you're right. Because she's...
So it's him that caused it every time.
He caused it.
So literally,
and that's the twist.
Thomas Gravesen is having these premonitions for no reason.
No reason.
Like, he didn't need to be in the amniotic fluid.
No, but that's it. And you'll never know whether Gravesen knew it. But, you know, just out of shot, there was Mark Pugach already with the board trolley hitting Mrs. Featherbottom's ankles.
Oh.
And that happens every time.
Every single time it's a trolley. It's banging into these guests.
Where's little Johnny gone? You know, and Mark's accidentally already scooped him up and gotten distracted. And then...
My only slight criticism of this is that if he wasn't doing all of this and they just dropped something on the floor, it wouldn't matter that much.
I disagree. I think lost property, it's
a ball ache. No one knows where it is. No, and the admin costs of running a lost and profound are higher than you think.
Yeah, I just don't want any downers.
You don't want people to queue. You just want Mark Pugach to, after he's apologised to you for smashing into your ankles with his trolley.
And he's got that funny look on his face because he's really smug, really proud of himself because he's rescued. But it's his secret. Yeah. He has to die with that secret.
He
can't tell you, I've saved you there.
And if he does, he has to kill you.
Yes.
I think we have to build in an element of insurance whereby how many people are we willing to let be killed by Mark Pugach?
I think Mark's
over the course of a year because he's accidentally told them his secret.
I think Mark's very, very above board. I think he's like Batman. You know, he's happy to keep that secret. Mm. So everybody thinks that he's a bad guy.
Yeah,
going very. Why is Mark Pugach permanently at Football Land bumping into people with his board trolley from B&Q? But he just has to live with those bad headlines.
Yeah, yeah.
All those Twitter videos, everybody harassing him. Yeah. He has to just go back to his lair, feed Thomas Gravesen and John Joe Shelby. And Lee
Garsley. They just like fish that he just tosses into the water?
I think probably fish.
Yeah.
And
they are tubed up, aren't they? They're like intubated.
But I still think they probably want to fish every now and then.
Yeah, just to remember what it's like to eat.
Yeah, and I think that if Mark ever did come out and say, you know, this is the truth, you all just thought that I was really short-sighted, then I think we could maybe open up like a big window like in SeaWorld.
Yeah.
And you can come and watch Lee Garsley. And Thomas Gravesen in the amniotic fluid, and you can throw fish to them.
Yeah,
feeding time, a bit like when they feed sort of little baby chicks to the otters at Sea Life Centre.
Yeah,
you can just sort of throw them in, and I think that would And they could do tricks. They're
they could
still
do
got,
tricks. Yeah.
You know, they've been lying in amniotic fluid for a while, but they've probably still got that muscle memory that footballers have. You know, when you've got like an out-of-shape footballer that, you know, scores 10 in a friendly match.
Absolutely, They've still got their muscle memory. They still know how to bat a ball around with their noses.
Yeah, you could toss a ball into the tank and they'd, you know, do kind of keepy uppies for a bit.
Yeah.
And then that's just like win.
Okay, all right.
Nothing gets lost. You get to feed a footballer a fish, and they also do a kind of little fun trick show for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm ready to vote on that.
Okay. All right, then. All those in favour of the Mark Pooh catch lost and found, say aye after three. Three, two, one.
Aye. Well done.
Just what is it?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What do you want to do? We want to go football land. And we want to have a good time.
You know what we should probably say?
Yeah.
Which is, if you like Football Land,
yeah,
we were bad at this last year, weren't we? Last season, we didn't do this a lot.
Yeah.
I know it's a given, maybe. Yeah. If you like Football Land, then maybe tell your friends.
Yeah.
God. We had a cracking season one.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
But if you like it, share it.
Share it.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
And because we like to grow it.
Yeah.
It was a nice size. I like it, the size it is, but that's not to say that
it had a couple of inches.
I wouldn't mind it being a little bit bigger.
Yeah. But not surgically.
No.
Organically.
Yeah, like if you were to just do a bit of fitness.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
like a
gym.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do a gym routine.
No.
But if I were to do some push-ups in the morning.
I don't know if that grows it, but...
Sit-ups?
Yeah, maybe.
Kettlebells?
You can see it closer.
We've got a special guest today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, not standing in for Mark.
No.
Mark can never be substituted. Stood in for.
Yeah.
It's a guest.
Yeah.
We've got a guest. And what's his name?
His name's Marek Larwood. Marek Larwood, welcome back to Football Land HQ.
Yes, he's back.
You must be delighted to be back again.
I've been looking forward to this before the podcast even came out.
Yeah.
Before it was even created. That's how much I wanted to do this. This is the only time in my life I feel at home.
And you pitched such a good spectacle last time, the Hunger Games with former ex-professional football hard men, which we've tweaked since. You know, we've tried to work out the logistics of
it,
keeping them
problems.
Fed.
there was sort of a slow, the old fighting to the death meant that it was sort of we did have a bit of a slow take up initially. But I know you were desperate to keep it fighting to the death.
Yeah.
There would be no lasers or, you know, kind of any artificial kind of...
Yeah, not paintball.
Yeah.
It has to be... In many ways, it was more of a cull.
Yeah.
A humane cull.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you mean by humane? Because they were all killing themselves.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was a bit of fun, wasn't it? Because it was a bit of fun.
Well, it was a bit of fun, for goodness sake, and nice for the children to see, because let's not shield children from death.
I think the earlier you subject them to it, the easier life is. It should be the very first thing they see, ideally, when they come out of the womb.
Okay, all right, what have you got for us?
Well, I mean, I'm a bit nervous because the Premier League have just signed us off this morning. And it's going to revolutionise football.
You've already been in touch with the Premier League?
This has all gone through. This has all gone, right. Not for next season. Well,
that's
as you know, there's a big problem with the spiralling of players' salaries.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of supporters feel angry. You know, they're having to pay. That's coming out of their pocket.
Yeah.
With more expensive shirts, more expensive season tickets.
Yeah. £65 for a shirt now.
Well, it's not going to be that anymore, because here is what's going to happen in football land next season.
Okay.
Every single player in the squad... Yeah. Every single player is given a base salary of £50,000.
Yeah. Right.
All the season ticket holders are placed in the stadium at football land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got that arena.
Yeah. So there's you know, 25,000. Even you can have 50, whatever they've sold.
Yeah.
But you do one team a day. Each player comes on, and it's called Mame for a Laugh.
Mame for a Laugh.
It was going to be called something else, but I Googled the word and you definitely can't say it anymore. So, Mame for a Laugh is the new name, the current holding plate sort of name.
Yeah.
Did you tell the Premier League the initial name that you can't say anymore? And that is that what sparked their interest?
They were more than happy with that name.
Yeah.
I bet just me.
I bet the FA cottoned on as well.
Yeah. Good. So what happens is the player, so it's Ronaldo, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in, he's got 50 grand.
Yeah.
And the supporters have to decide how much he's worth by inflicting injuries upon themselves.
Right.
So, for example, for every time someone gets kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets an extra 50 or vagina. Let's get with the modern times.
Let's beat around both bushes.
Yeah, literally. he'll get 50 quid more.
Right.
And then you go up to...
That's quite low.
Well, you can start off with a slap. Yeah, so it's quite low. There's a whole scale of things. So I've not worked out the costs yet. So you've got...
I've got a calculator here. How about I get a calculator up? And I'm just going to do 50 times 50,000. So if you get... If everyone decides to kick themselves in the balls...
But they get, right? Ideally, he'd go around and kick them all in the balls. If it was 50,000, you'd have to get some more people in. You'd have to get some Man United staff to kick people in the balls.
Yeah. Maybe some of the ball boys. Like, you could call them ball boys.
Yeah, that's what...
That's
be
2.5 million quid for Ronaldo. If everyone in the stadium got kicked in the balls,
if they, right. they have to agree with it, they have to agree with it.
It's consensual.
That's where you start off, a fifth kick in the balls. But remember, we're not just talking about Ronaldo. We're talking about the whole Man United squad are getting paid.
Yeah. Right.
So you've got we're big squads, 40 players. You want to get kicked in the balls. If you each one of them gets 50 quid, you're going to get kicked in the balls 40 times.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be much left of your balls. And these ball boys will be going for it.
Yeah, of course they will. Because they want to, you know, impress the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought of doing a very low level one, a slap in the face. It's just a quid.
Well, how much would a slap in the face be?
A quid. That's the bottom one, a quid. Yeah. Slap in the face, quid. Chinese burn, 2 quid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then we go, I need some of your help. The FA have said to me, listen, we need to get this pricing down, so put it out there. I told them I was coming on this, and they said, ask the boys, get some prices down.
Cost it up.
Okay.
All right, cost it up.
Rap on the knuckles.
That's it. Let's just go and kicking the balls. I think rap on knuckles. That's, we're going to slap in the face, Chinese burn, then it goes straight to kicking the balls.
Right. So
yeah. You can't really mess around.
You don't. Yeah. Let's not mess about, and let's not. You know. Let's get in there.
So, are we looking for things that are more expensive?
Yeah. So basically, it goes to
then
self
kicking the balls.
Self sacrifice. You agree? Right. Well, let's work our way up to it. First of all, a tip of a finger. So you tip it. You lose the tip of your finger.
Mm. Ooh, oh, so
of your little finger.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I reckon that's £100.
I think it's going to be more like £250. That tip of your finger's gone. It's gone forever.
Oh, okay.
At the knuckle.
Yeah, and then first just
to the top knuckle. Top knuckle.
Top knuckle, so not like a slicing kitchen injury.
No, it's gone.
Right. Right. And the little finger.
Yeah.
£250.
£250.
Losing a whole hand, I reckon, is about £10,000.
Yeah.
Hand for £10,000, that's what they say. That's going to be the phrase.
It's good if they rhyme hand for £10,000. And it'll be sort of like a badge of honour for some people. Oh, I helped secure the services of Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Leg amputation, £50,000.
Did you get this idea from, he cost an arm and a leg? Is that where this started?
No, but I think that is a good point. An arm and a leg would be, yeah. I reckon you can say that is £250,000.
Yeah. And
both. Arm and
yeah,
leg.
Two, 250.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to calculate that. 50,000 times £250,000. I mean, it doesn't even come up on my calculator. It's 1.25 × 10.
Well, you think that's only for, this is only salary for a season. So once you really want someone to save their arms and legs for other seasons. But the good thing is more limbs. This is why the football side will go for it in the end. The more limbs their fans get cut off, the more they be able to fit in the stadium.
Yeah,
double capacity in a lot of stadiums because there'll be hardly any of the fans left. And also, it would be quite nice when you see the fans during the season, and you'd see like a load of people there with just like no ears, and you know, heart, and just heads. Just heads being kept alive in goldfish bowls. And you say, oh, he's a real fan. He's a real fan. He deserved that goal. That's for him.
Yeah.
It's a level above season ticket holder, isn't it now, I guess? And it gives commentators something to talk about. Oh, you know, as the camera whips to the stand and you've got all these different people with bits missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, there's John. Multiple as well. That's another thing. Because what if you did bits over different seasons? It'd be nice if they replaced it with different coloured, like wristbands when you go into a swimming pool at different times, and they're like, right, blue's
different,
out.
Yeah, different colour.
We could give people like a blue ear for first year, like a red finger for the second year, and so it's like, so we can sort of tell the story of their sacrifice.
And it's going to also,
story of the sacrifice would be a good name for it.
Also, what it does is it takes away a lot of the stigma for people who are missing limbs and things like that already. Mm. So it's inclusive.
Mm.
But that makes an awkward conversation when they've lost a limb for another reason. It's like, oh, who did you? Was that for Luke Shaw? You say, no, that was I was born without a finger.
Oh yeah, so you say, oh, right. Yeah. Well, you could call yourself a fan.
A bit disappointed.
Football's ruined. Football's ruined everything.
Yeah,
hasn't
the game's
it?
Gone.
My only concern with this one, and it's my only concern, is this going to require sort of a greater fan organisation for them to get together to sort of go, right, well, and when clubs get into bidding wars and they go to the club, you know, with an offer of we're going to give you 100 legs, we've got 55 arms, we've had to sign up for 100,000 slaps. It's quite a lot of, there's going to be a lot of accountancy involved, fan organisation to kind of go, you know, right, Margaret, come on, you've got to go for the full, both legs and both arms.
Yeah.
You know, because you're older, you're not using them anyway.
Right.
Not really. That's a lot of organisation.
That's what the fan committees are for, though, isn't it? That's what the AGM's
this
for.
This is, you've got 20 teams doing this.
Yeah.
20 sell out. I think how much this will sell. This will possibly be bigger than football.
Yeah.
Mm. How much would you pay to watch a day of bidding of Man United fans cutting their own arms off getting kicked in the balls 40 times, slapped around the face as Chinese burns, all so they can have Anthony Martial for another season.
Clubs would really think about their squads. I mean, squads are bloated. Look at Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know, they stockpile players.
It would mean that you've got...
You know, Danny Drinkwater, he wouldn't be on the books.
No.
Great. All right. Well, I think we're ready to vote on that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go working title, maybe for a laugh.
Yeah.
And then if we can think of another title to replace it, then we will. But... Maim for a laugh. I don't know what the laugh is.
Well, not really a laugh.
All right. All in favour of Murray Lawrence's Maim for a laugh, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations, Marek.
Well done.
Oh, great.
So that was another episode
that
of
was
Football
another,
Land.
Yes, and yeah. That was quite... Quite an episode.
Quite an episode. Quite an episode. It happened. Chocker. It certainly happened.
Yeah. I like Marek's thing is going to cause a couple of problems.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an issue. But, you know, I don't have to actually put the wheels in motion. We give that all to Mark to do.
To Mark. Yeah.
Good luck, Mark.
Yeah. That's his thing for not being here.
Yeah. Talk to you next time on Football Land. All right.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.